I'm actually sorry that the management of this rehoming of our books, recycling of books, have caused so much concern. Just to put in context, NUS house about 4 million volumes of books. So any loss of books to us is always heartbreaking. So this I want to make it clear that all these books mean a lot to us. Now, the closing of the library at Yale NUS, actually, we have to move the books to Central Library. So because of that, there are actually 20% of that volume is in excess.
So the 20% which are excess, about 500 of them, unfortunately, have been picked up by the recycling company. We did our best to try and retrieve them. When it came to our knowledge that there were indeed students who were interested in those books, I was really aghast lah, to realize that the books were being picked up by the recycling company, despite students expressing interest in it. So for that, there is an operational lapse, right? And we, as I said in a statement, we really deeply apologize for it. Having recognized the operational lapse, right, where we did not realize that those interests from students in the books, right, was there, right? And we did not actually make enough arrangements to actually allow students to have the opportunity to own those books. Moving forward, we are coming up with a new SOP. So in our usual SOP, right, to access books are usually offered to faculty first. And I am also sorry in this case that the reaching out to outreach to faculty also wasn't extensive enough. So that is also, I think, there's no two ways about it lah. We have to own it and we will do better. In the past, right, in our experience organizing these book aways, many of the titles that we do put out for, whether it's students or members of the NUS community, be it staff or faculty, in our experience, there's been quite a low demand for many of these titles that we put out, right? But yeah, this incident has also shown us that there are lessons to learn from this. There is indeed interest, and I, on this note, I want to thank actually students and also many members of our NUS community, including alumni, for expressing their strong support and interest, right? So on this note, we will also be changing our SOP to also include book adoption fairs, to include students and also other members of the public. Even after the book adoption giveaway, if we still can't rehome the books, we will be working with secondhand platforms such as Thrift. I've been in contact with them to find the books a new home.